वर्णाश्रमविकल्पं च प्रतिलोमानुलोमजं द्रव्यदेशवयःकालान् स्वर्गं नरकमेव च वर्णाश्रमविकल्पं च प्रतिलोमानुलोमजं द्रव्यदेशवयःकालान् स्वर्गं नरकमेव च Translation. According to Vedic literature, the superior and inferior varieties found in the human social system, Varnashram, are due to the pious and sinful modes of family planning. Thus, piety and sin are constant points of reference in the Vedic analysis of the components of a given situation, namely the material ingredients, place, age and time. Indeed, the Vedas reveal the existence of material heaven and hell, which are certainly based on piety and sin. Purport. Pratiloma indicates the combination of a superior woman with an inferior man. For example, Vaideha community consists of those born of a Shudra father and Brahman mother, whereas Sutas are those born of Kshatriya father and Brahman mother, or from a Shudra father and Kshatriya mother. Anuloma indicates those born from a superior father and inferior mother. Murdha Vasikta are those born of Brahman father and Kshatriya mother. Ambhashtas are those born from Brahman father and Vaishya mother, and they often become medical men. indicates those born of Vaishya father and Shudra mother, or of a Kshatriya father and Vaishya mother, that such mixing of caste is not very much appreciated in the Vedic culture is demonstrated in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Arjun was very worried the death of so many Kshatriyas on the battlefield would lead to mixing of superior women with inferior men, and on those grounds be objected to fight. In any case, the entire Vedic social system is based on distinguishing between piety and sin. And Sri Uddhava is encouraging the Lord to explain more elaborately his statement that one should transcend both piety and sin. Hare Krishna. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। कृपया सब लोग जोर से बोलिए दो बार, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ये हुआ पांडव निर्जल एकादशी सफल। हरे कृष्णा। सो इन दिस वर्स देर आर थ्री कॉन्सेप्ट्स मेंशन। फर्स्ट, शुड आई स्पीक इन हिंदी? देर आर थ्री थिंग्स मेंशन्ड हियर। सुपीरियर एंड इंफीरियर वैरायटीज फाउंड इन द ह्यूमन सोशल सिस्टम और वर्णाश्रम are due to pious and sinful modes of family planning. The first thing which is mentioned is pious and sinful modes of family planning. Second thing which is mentioned is piety and sin are constant points of reference in analysis of any situation. And the third thing which is mentioned is heaven and hell. So let us discuss these three points by some examples from different scriptures. First thing is impious and pious modes of family planning, because of which different types of generations take place, progeny take place, and therefore this is mentioned Vaideha community, Sutaha community, Ambishta, Anuloma, etc., etc. When in Ramayana we hear how Lord Ram was born, so three mothers are there, Kaushalya, Kaikai and Sumitra. And I was reading in Shubhilas Prabhu's Ramayana, he was mentioning that how these three mothers took the nectar which came from the sacrifice in varying consciousness. How Kaushalya, when she got the nectar, so the nectar came and it was given by Maharaj Dasharath to Kaushalya, and Kaushalya got half the nectar. She was the eldest queen. She was the symbol of modesty, Samyatva. She was the one who symbolizes service without any expectation. And she immediately took the nectar, knowing that the eldest son would be, she would be giving birth to the eldest son who will become the king. And in the consciousness of service without expectation, when she took the nectar, Lord Ram was born, who is symbolizes that quality. The next mother is Sumitra. When she was given 1/4 of the nectar, she did not take it immediately. She waited for Mother Kaushalya to take. She symbolizes cooperation and service. Cooperation and service. And Maharaj Dasharath knew the importance of this quality in the kingdom, to have such a quality. And she waited. She did not took. 1/8 of the nectar was given to the third queen, that is Kaikai. And when she took the nectar, she was the personification of fame, Kirti. So she took the nectar immediately following Kaushalya. So Bharat followed in the footsteps of Lord Ram. Now 1/8 of the nectar was remaining, and that was given again to Mother Sumitra, whose name is mentioned in the book as Sri Lekha. And that was given because again he knew that this is a representation of cooperation and service, and therefore two beautiful sons, Lakshman and Shatrughna, were born, who symbolizes Seva. On the other side, so we are discussing pious and impious modes of family planning. On the other side, when Ravan was born from Vishravas, the Brahman, but the lady who got married, she came from a demoniac family, and the father had given her in marriage to this Brahman, considering that we would have a demon with a very powerful abilities. So we can have our demoniac samaj growing with a powerful abilities. And therefore, when Brahmana came to know about this malintention, he cursed the queen, the wife, that you will get the demoniac sons Ravan and Kumbhakarna. And but on pleading a lot, then she had a devotee son, Vibhishan. So I'm just going in the short, talking about the pious and impious modes of family planning. It's very much important that who in marriage proper, like it is mentioned here, superior and inferior varieties of Varnashram are born because of improper mixing in marriages. Another example comes if in Veena and Sunitha, that is the mother of Veena. You see, nowadays it is mentioned marriage, astrology, 36 mein se 36 gun milne chahiye. 36 or 32? 36, right? Anybody knows? 36 gun milne chahiye as per Jyotish. So, this one uncle and auntie took their son to the lady's house to have a marriage proposal. Okay, my son is ready to get married. Please marry my son. Give your daughter in hand, your daughter's hand for marriage. And fine, they were sitting and the Jyotish was called, and Jyotish was told, please match the horoscope. And Jyotish got really excited. He said, 36 mein se 36 gun milte hain. So good. And as soon as Jyotish said, 36 mein se 36 gun milte hain, the boy's father got so upset, he got up and went out. And the girl's parents ran after him. Hey, what happened? Why you are running away? It's good, na? 36 mein se 36 gun milte hain. Bole, mera beta ek number ka nalayak hai, abhi dusri nalayak ghar mein aa jayegi to kya karenge? So point is, proper mixing should take place. So Veena, how Veena was born? Anga is a great devotee. Again, improper modes of family planning. Anga is a great devotee. And now see, another point which is coming is piety and sin. Piety, which pious activity plays a role at what time and which sin plays a role at what time, we do not know. We can't see that. Anga was not getting a son. But more than that, he wanted to do Ashwamedh sacrifice for the benefit of the society. And in the sacrifice, he offers oblations for the demigods. None of the demigods come to receive that. And he has taken a vow of silence. And when none of the demigods come to receive, all the priests are wondering, King Anga, you have not done any offense in this life, not even by mind. Man se bhi koi paap nahi kiya hai. And not only that, King Anga is telling, so the priests are telling, not only you are faultless, but we are also faultless. We have not that you will catch hold of us ki tumne kuch mantra jap mein galti kiya. No, we are faultless. And the whole team of priests is faultless. So where is the fault? King Anga requested the permission, can I break my silence? He broke his silence. He asked the priest, what's wrong? Just look into my past. If I have done any sin in the past life. When they look into the past, they say, yes, in the past life there is some sin you have done. You had some sinful activities. Because of this, first you should get a son. After that, demigods will come. So this means if there is not sufficient piety, a certain action will not be successful. What we are discussing today is Vedic scriptures constantly talk about piety and sin, piety and sin, piety and sin. Punya or paap, punya or paap, punya or paap. Constant discussion. And Uddhava's question is, then how is it Vedic literatures which talk so much about piety and sin, how is it now you, Krishna, who has made those Vedic literatures, is telling us transcend piety and sin. Forget piety and sin concept. And you are recommending some third concept. This is going to create confusion. Your philosophy is going to create confusion. Can you clarify this? Now in this case, because people can, now in Vedic situation, people could understand at least piety, sin, past life, this life. Nowadays you can't understand this concept also. People do not even care about this. Like one place there was a poster written and this man was standing on the diwar ke upar, like mandir ka diwar hai na, uske upar khada tha. And he is shouting at everyone, khao, piyo, moj karo, chinta mat karo, jitna paap karna hai, kar lo. And he is telling all the outside people. And that diwar is diwar of narak. And he is telling, narak, house is full in narak. Karna hai, jitna paap kar lo, aapko narak mein entry hi nahi milega, house full ho gaya hai. That is Kali Yuga. Everybody is going to another house full, now no more entry. But the point is, people are least bothered about sin and piety. This is mentioning sin and piety. Anga's pious credits were not sufficiently mature enough and therefore he could not have a son. He was told, do another yajna to invite Lord Vishnu, and by Lord Vishnu's grace you will have a son. And once Lord Vishnu comes, naturally demigods are going to come along with Vishnu and your Ashwamedh sacrifice will also get fulfilled. So again, the concept piety and son, piety and sin, but what happened? He got a son. And that son was cruelty personified. Now, Anga has got that son through the yajna to Vishnu, but again, this point is mentioning improper methods of family planning. Like one devotee was explaining someone about Garbhadhan Samskar and he said, this is the step, this is the thing, this is the thing, this is how the purity is maintained. But then he said, after doing everything, we do not know which factor play a role and you may have a demonic son or demonic child. Because there are so many factors working, you can't understand all the factors clearly. Now here you can understand the factor clearly, that Anga's wife, Sunitha, she is coming, she is the daughter of death personified. When she is the daughter of death personified, naturally the son born is death personified. And what death personified? His favorite pastime in childhood. He would be playing with the children and kill the very children with whom he was playing. That was his favorite leela in the childhood. Impious methods of family planning, varnashram system, superior and inferior. Another example. Gita, Arjun's main anxiety in Gita, in first chapter if you see, we have some verses of Gita. He says, yadyapi ne pasyanti lobho pahata chetasa kulakshaya kritam dosham mitra drohe cha patakam kulakshaya kritam katham na geyam asmabi papad asma nivartitum kulakshaya kritam dosham prapashyat birjanardana. Now his also worry is improper varnashram will take place if we are going to kill whimsically. Because there will be adultery, women will get polluted, and varna sankara, unwanted population will take place. Again, people in Vedic Samaj had consideration of pious and impious modes of family planning and sin and piety. Very clear. Dharma nashte kulam krishnam dharmo abhi bhavat. Adharma fail jayega. Lot of irreligion will take place. Another example comes from Diti's prayers to Kashyapa. Again the same point. Pious and sinful modes of family planning. How Diti is so distressed and troubled by the desire to have a child from Kashyap, to unite with Kashyap. And Diti comes to Kashyap. And we will see how Kashyap is so conscious. And Diti is not conscious that time. Diti says, I am distressed by Cupid like a mad elephant distresses a banana tree. I am distressed by the opulences and the progeny of my co-wives. Therefore, when greed and envy comes, you forget the sin and piety. Because greed and envy overtakes and you forget the discrimination. And then she's speaking all the philosophy. A woman is honored in a very special way if her desires are fulfilled by the husband. Husband's fame increased if he has child sons through a woman. And Kashyap also very nicely, with great empathic listening, he tells Mother Diti, his wife Diti, a wife is supposed to be the source of dharma, artha and kama. A wife is supposed to be a sea-going vessel who can help one to cross the ocean of material existence. A wife is supposed to be the better half of husband. In fact, why better half? Because wife is supposed to be taking away all the anxieties of husband so that husband can perform dharma, artha, kama, moksha very peacefully. Wife is supposed to be the fort commander who protects against the invading plunderers. Shelter of wife helps one to protection against the sense objects. In fact, I can't repay you in this life, in next life, in many lives for the service which you had done. Still I request. Now, here it mentioned piety and sin with regard to time factor. Says Diti, Kashyap says, this is an inauspicious time. Now, we do not. Now, this point is telling that people always consider piety sin with respect to time factor. This is the most inauspicious time because horror-looking ghosts, horrifying constant companions, Lord of Ghosts, Lord Shiva, with his three eyes, who can see everything, whose hairs are very dusty, who is covered with ashes, who is reddish in complexion. And one thing is, you may think Shiva is my younger brother. You may think Shiva is our family member, therefore he will not do anything. But Shiva considers no one as his relative. He treats everyone equally, punishes equally, rewards equally. And even Brahmaji follows all the rites of Lord Shiva, all the rules made by Lord Shiva. Please respect and be careful of the inauspicious time. It will be very sinful. Again, the concept of sin with respect to time, very prominent in Vedic literatures. And that's what Uddhavji is telling. Are sab jaga paap aur punne ka baat kiya aur aap bol rahe hain paap punne ki paribhasha ko bhul jaiye? Transcend it? What are you saying? And then we know what happens. Diti gets two demonic sons, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu. And then a beautiful, just out of the context point, he says, you will get two sons and they will be killed by Lord Vishnu. And Diti becomes very happy. I am very happy that they will be killed by Lord Vishnu and will not be killed by a Brahmana's curse. Because being killed by Vishnu is fine, but Brahmana's curse, no relief. Life after life after life after life, you will keep suffering. So I am happy, that's fine. And then because she repents a lot, then she says, you will also have a grandson, Prahlad. But Diti had become absolutely shameless. She actually says, I am like a shameless public prostitute who doesn't care for inauspicious time. And Kashyap says, you have to respect time factor, Baba. Paap and sin. Then another example on the impious modes of family planning. So we had pious examples, Ram, Shatrughna, Bharat, Lakshman. Then we have some impious examples. Romaharshan Suta and Balaramji. And Balaramji, when Romaharshan Suta is sitting and presiding over the assembly and Balaramji enters, he fails to offer proper respect. Balaramji immediately goes to him and one of the statements he says, although you have been trained and made qualified by these sages to put you on the higher state, but because you are born from a mixed, improper mixing of the marriages, you are a Suta, therefore, like you see here, this is mentioned. Sutas are those born from a Kshatriya father and a Brahman mother, or from a Shudra father and a Kshatriya mother. Because you are born from improper mixing, therefore you still have a contamination of a certain samskar, certain contamination is there, and therefore you are not qualified, and he kills him. Again, this concept comes. So this was very powerful in Vedic community. And the last example about this concept, impious and pious methods, is Devayani and Yayati. Many can be taken, I just listed few. When King Yayati who was a Kshatriya, and in King Yayati's two incidents happen, and King Yayati faces this incident just by the providence, by the destiny, and he really was not expecting this. King Yayati is going in the forest and suddenly in this well, a lady is fallen there, Devyani, who is the daughter of Shukracharya. She had a fight with this Kshatriya lady. What's her name? Sharmishtha. She had a fight with her. And the fight was Sharmishtha. She spoke so heavily. Actually, Sharmishtha and Devyani, they were taking bath. And because of some urgency, they had to come out. And Sharmishtha took on the clothes of Devyani in haste. And Sharmishtha as a Kshatriya, Devyani as a Brahman lady, proud of her superior caste, she says, you are like a dog who has taken away the shares which are meant for the sacrificial fire. Abhi isko aap log Hindi mein anuvad karke samajh lijiye. You are like a dog who has taken the sacrifice. Devyani got so offended. Sorry, Sharmishtha got so offended. And Sharmishtha is telling, you are like a beggar who comes at the door of Kshatriya because you belong to Brahman caste. I will take away your clothes. And she pushes Devyani and Devyani falls in the water. And then she is alone there. All the girls go away. Sharmishtha goes away. Yayati as a king comes and this lady is shouting for help. And he looks here, this lady not wearing any clothes. She's there. Yayati picks her up. And Devyani says, because you have seen me in this situation, you have held me, I have taken your shelter, so you have to accept me as a wife. And moreover, Sharmishtha, Devyani says, I have been cursed by the son of Brihaspati that I will never have a Brahman husband. So therefore, I think providentially this is perfect. You are a Kshatriya, you have come in this situation, I am not supposed to have a Brahman husband. So, I think I meant for you. And Yayati is taken aback. And Yayati, who is a religious person, he thinks, no, this is improper family planning. Sinful. This is not proper. That is the word it is used here. Improper, sinful modes of improper mixing in marriages. Yayati becomes. But when Devyani puts all these arguments, then finally Yayati, also attracted by her, accepts her. But there was a thought that this is not proper. Now with all these examples, you see it's difficult. This is this cultural values and past sin and past piety and how this system is going to work. This is difficult to understand. Nowadays people understand in a different way, like just on a lighter side, something away from Shastras. A foreigner came in the India. And foreigner came to India and in India he was served samosa. He packed up samosa and took it to West with him. And he was showing, hey, look, Indians have this samosa. And he went to his boss. Indians have samosa. He said, what are you excited about? I am not understanding how in this maide ka ball they fit inside potatoes. Wo dala kaise andar aalu? And the boss says, mere jeevan mein pehle ek samasya thi, tu dusri le aaya. Main 20 saal pehle Bharat gaya tha, apna suitcase khola aur main ye jalebi leke aaya tha aur 20 saal se soch raha hu bahar maida andar chini ka pani dala kaise. Aur tum ye dusra le aaya maide mein aalu dala kaise? Anyway, the point is somebody who is not from the culture, he cannot understand what is this, how this combination of sin, piety, this, that, ye kaise fix hua? And who is watching past life mein kya hua, abhi kya hua? Like one man and woman, you know, they are in love, they got married and the woman said, actually pata kya hai, I have to tell you, aaj batai deti hun, secret hai mere jeevan ka. Bole kya secret hai? मेरे ना सात सात बॉयफ्रेंड थे शादी से पहले. वो लड़का बोला, मुझे तो पहले ही मालूम था कि हमारे 36 में से 36 गुण मिलते हैं, जब मेरी 10 गर्लफ्रेंड थी तुम्हारे तो होंगे ही होंगे. द पॉइंट इज पीपल नो दिस कंसेप्शन इज नॉट देयर. हाउ दिस मैचिंग, दिस इज कंसिडर्ड प्रॉपर मैचिंग. यू हैड 10 बॉयफ्रेंड, आई हैड 10 गर्लफ्रेंड, परफेक्ट मैच, एक दूसरे को समझ पाएंगे. This different current understanding of proper mixing. Talking about piety and sin, which is our next topic. So we discussed pious and impious sinful modes of family planning. And we discussed the example of Arjun in Bhagavad Gita, Devyani Sarmishtha, Lord Ram, Ravan, Veena, and Romharshan Sutta. Any other example we touched? Diti. Impious time. Now look at pious and sin. What is pious and sin? Piety and sin divided in four categories. First is place, age, time and material ingredients. Place can be contaminated, age can be contaminated, time and material ingredients. And Uddhav is telling, Are Baba, hum to bachpan se yahi sunte aaye hain, har cheez mein paap aur punya ka prabhav hai. And you are telling transcend. Let's look at the example of place. And in place we have good examples, bad examples. Improper place, right place. What is the improper place? What is the proper place? Let's take that first. Gita starts with Dharma Kshetra Kurukshetra Samavetaya Yutsava. Kurukshetra, which is supposed to be a most powerful place of sacrifice for demigods. And Dhritarashtra is worried. Kurukshetra is powerful. If Kauravas and Pandavas are fighting at Kurukshetra, the place is going to favor Pandavas. Place is very pious. When Bhagavatam is taking place at Naimi Sharanya. And the purport says, Naimi Sharanya was envisioned by Brahmaji as the hub of the whole universe. Naimi Sharanya is a place for sacrifices for denizens of heaven. And therefore all the sages chose Naimi Sharanya as a very powerful place. So this was always considered place. In the fourth chapter of the first canto of Vyasadeva's hermitage is mentioned in Badrikashram at the banks of river Saraswati. Again a place is mentioned. Sthan ko mahatvata diya hai. When Dhritarashtra was taken away by Vidura from the assembly of Hastinapur in the old age, bahut ho gaya abhi, chodo yahan se, niklo. You are living like a dog at the food thrown by the Bhima, just get out of this place. Then they went to the most beautiful place on the southern side of Himalayas, Saptasrota, where Ganga divides into seven branches. Again they chose a powerful place for leaving the body. These are the examples of good. But then improper place. This point is considered sinful place. Ram and Lakshman going in the forest. Suddenly Lakshman start getting all kind of thoughts about Ram. Arey, main kahan phas gaya? Mere ko to vanvas nahi diya tha. Vanvas thodi na diya tha. Vanvas to Ram ko diya tha. Main aaya kyun idhar? Aur upar se ye log to van mein anand le rahe hain. Main inke liye ye kutiya bana, ye kar, wo kar, fal de, this, that, so much problem. लक्ष्मण के मन में राम के प्रति ही स्टार्ट्स गेटिंग इम्प्रॉपर थॉट्स एंड लक्ष्मण इज वंडरिंग ये क्या हो गया. आई एम सपोज टू बी बॉर्न फॉर द सर्विस, माई मदर सेंड मी फॉर द सेवा एंड सडनली वाई दिस काइंड ऑफ विचार इज कमिंग. The kind of place, that kind of vichar. He asked Ram. Honestly, he submitted that, look, my mind is contaminated by the kind of thoughts which I never had in the past. What is the problem? Ram said, two demons died here. They killed each other. They were the best of brothers, best of friends, such thick intimacy. But a woman came and both got attracted to the same woman. And in infatuation for that lady, these brothers killed each other. Because this place has carrying that vibration of enmity. Just by being at this place, a pure brother like Lakshman is getting contaminated by the thoughts against the brother Ram. Improper place. Let's add to the purification of Mumbai city, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare. Please chant loudly twice more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Ram,
Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Four things are mentioned. Sin and piety with respect to place, with respect to age. Second factor I am discussing is the age, the yuga. Actually this age is vaya. Age means human age. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, like that. Let's discuss that age first. Umar, Chatush Kumaras. Four Kumaras, they were young boys, born to Brahmaji, they did not want to grow beyond a certain age. Wo choti umar pasand hai unko. Because young age is supposed to be innocent, pure, free from contamination, and as a person grows, gets contaminated. Says age is influenced by piety and sin. Even Avadhut Brahman in 11th canto talks to King Yadu, and he's telling King Yadu that, my dear King Yadu, I have learned from 24 gurus, and one guru is innocent child. Innocent child is so happy, is beyond all the worldly anxieties, and I am trying to be like an innocent child. But the funny part is sometimes innocence can become heavy, you know. Sometimes I have seen, you know, some people bring their children. And the biggest worry is, wo bachcha itna masoom hota hai, kahin ki baat kahin bol deta hai. That can be a big anxiety, you know. Sometimes you take them to a party and you're, auntie ko namaste karo. And instead of namaste, he or she will tell everything what happened at the home. In front of everyone. That innocence. Like one village, you know. This one small boy, he was standing outside the house. And this one yatri came. And he said, beta thoda pani milega kya? People were making many YouTube videos on this summer season. Pyaase ko pani dijiye. Sabse bada punya hai. But this beta, थोड़ा ज्यादा ही पुण्यवान था. बोला, अंकल पानी क्यों, आपको लस्सी देता हूं. अंकल यात्री बिकम वेरी हैप्पी. अरे वाह, मुफ्त में लस्सी मिल रहा है. वो एक लोटा भर के लस्सी ले आया. बच्चे मासूम होते हैं. लाया. अंकल और लस्सी पियेंगे? हाँ बेटा, हाँ पियूंगा ना. दूसरा लस्सी लोटा. अंकल और पियेंगे? तीसरा ले आया, चौथा ले आया. पांच लोटा लस्सी का पिलाया. अंकल को डाउट आया. अंकल बोले, तुम्हारे घर में कोई लस्सी नहीं पीता, सारा लस्सी मुझे ही पिलाएगा. बोला, अंकल क्या हुआ मालूम है, आज सुबह ना जब हमने लस्सी बनाया ना, वो लस्सी के बड़े बर्तन में एक चूहा गिर के मर गया, तो हमने सोचा दान करते हैं. अभी रुकिए, अभी खत्म नहीं हुआ कहानी. वो लोटा लिया अंकल ने और जोर से जमीन पे मारा, लोटा टूट गया. बच्चा चिल्लाया अंदर मम्मी को,
मम्मी अंकल ने हमारा लोटा तोड़ दिया, अभी हम टॉयलेट कैसे जाएंगे?
अरे पिलाया अभी तो, किसमें पिलाया? But children are innocent. I don't know he was innocent or what, but sometimes children can be innocent. My father was a doctor and sometimes people would come with some silly things. Anytime, रात को एक बजे आ जाएंगे. डॉक्टर साहब नींद नहीं आ रहा, तो मेरे पापा की नींद उड़ा देंगे. So one time, one patient came and my father said, I know he has come just for a silly reason. Just go and tell him, papa घर पे नहीं है. I went to the gate and this is a true story. I went and told, papa कह रहे हैं papa घर पे नहीं है. So in our innocence, we can do so many things. My father got so angry. Is this the way to explain them? Innocent child. But why we came to innocent child? Umar, vaya can be pure. Kumara said, we want to remain a child only. We do not want to grow. Okay, look at the time factor. How time can be inauspicious. We already discussed one example of Diti with Kashyap. Kashyap said this is not an auspicious time. Now, today is Dwadashi. How can I miss the pastime of Nanda Maharaj and Varunadev? Inauspicious time. Nanda Maharaj went to take bath on a Dwadashi at a time when Varuna's assistant thought this is not the right time to take bath in the river. Forgetting that here is a special person, today is a special Dwadashi, forgetting all that, they said this is not inauspicious. So anybody who looks at an average Vedic understanding, they think this is sin, this is piety. They do not know there is a third platform exists beyond that, which the whole chapter is going to discuss, which will come in the next few days. But the point is, average person has to think in these two things. Anyone devotee should know that these things become active. Like we hear in Prahlad Maharaj's case, Bhogena Punyam Kushalena Papam. Even for a devotee, he has to suffer the papa, he has to suffer the punya to whatever extent ordained by the Lord. So this means everybody has to understand this phenomena. Okay, about time factor, one more example. So we gave you Diti's example, Nanda Maharaj's example. Third example comes when Vidura comes to preach Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra is an old man, all Kurukshetra battle is over, hundreds of years have passed since Dhritarashtra was born. It's a long time. And this is the end of Dwapar Yuga. And Vidura says, Dhritarashtra, if you do not take my message seriously now, the most sinful, inauspicious age of Kali is very soon approaching, which is going to destroy the good qualities of every human being. Do you want to live in that age? Do you want to live in that age? Out. Get out immediately. Come with me. And same thing, Kalim Agatam Agyaya. Sages of Naimisharanya told Suta Goswami, please speak Bhagavatam at length. Same hi same hai, because the fear which is haunting us is Kali Yuga is approaching very fast, and our qualities, our memory, our patience, our ability to hear, our intelligence, our ability to comprehend, our bodies, everything will fall apart. When everything will fall apart, how we are going to understand Bhagavatam? Kalim Agatam Agyaya, Kali Yuga aa raha hai. Again, people had consideration of pious and impious time factor. And then the example comes, we discussed piety and impiety in terms of place, age, time, and then material ingredients. And again, coming back to Ekadashi, when the grains are supposed to be carrying sin, we do not consume that. I was showing this video, so ISKCON Desiree, some small videos on Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi, and we were showing it to some people and we told them, look, ye karenge, usme video mein aisa bola hai, ye karenge, aapke sare paap nashta ho jayenge. And this man who was hearing, what this paap and punya, come on, be practical. But this consideration is their material ingredients are contaminated. And this pastime also comes in Indra and Vishwaroop. when Indra killed Vishwarup, or Vishwarup, then Indra was carrying all the sins. And Indra did atonement, and whatever sin was remaining, he transferred those sinful reactions to four objects or four things. To the land. So when the sinful reactions transferred to the land, a certain portion of the land converted into desert. Transferred into tree. So tree has a sap which is considered inauspicious. Water, and water has bubbles which contaminate. And to the women who have a certain period which is considered contaminated. Again, some sinful reaction was transferred. So therefore, this translation is telling, thus piety and sin are constant points of reference in the Vedic analysis of components of a given situation, namely material ingredients, place, age and time. And some examples on piety. What are the examples on piety? Again, going back to Yayati's example. Now, Yayati married Devyani, and Devyani's father Shukracharya went to Sharmishtha's father. And he said, I am supposed to be the guru. Your daughter has offended the daughter of the guru. And my daughter is demanding that wherever she goes for marriage, your daughter with all her friends should come as servant to Devyani. Devyani took Sharmishtha along with her to the house of Yayati. Shukracharya said, I am sending Sharmishtha, but at one cost. Devyani should bear children from you, but Sharmishtha should have no union with you. Make a point, otherwise I am going to curse you. But as expected, Devyani gave birth to two children, two sons. And Sharmishtha became little desirous, if Devyani has sons, I should already have that envy. So if she has, I should also have. She also became desirous. And she approached Maharaj Yayati. Now, look at this, how providence comes in the picture, how some past sinful reaction comes in the picture. When Yayati married Devyani, in that well they met, Yayati knew it is not good to marry Devyani, but what can be done by providence, it has come, I cannot refuse, I am a Kshatriya. Similarly, in this case, when Sharmishtha approached Yayati that I want to have children with you, Yayati knew that this is going to be very heavy for me because Shukracharya is going to curse me. Ushil, I can't refuse. Maybe providence or some past sinful reaction is coming in this form. And Sharmishtha got three sons from Maharaj Yayati. Devyani came to know, she ran to Shukracharya to complain, and Yayati is running, he fell down at the feet of Devyani, please forgive, please forget, the whole thing is going to be very heavy. Shukracharya cursed. Anyway, she complained and Shukracharya cursed. You are going to lose your youth. Yayati said, it is not possible. I have not finished all enjoying material desires. I have not finished my desires. I am not done with it. That is the time. I am bringing the concept of gaining piety, which comes in this case and King Nabhag case. Nabhag. Now in this case, how Yayati was told, you will lose your youth, but you will regain your youth by exchanging with any of your sons. So then what? Yayati went to each of his sons. He went to even Maharaj Yadu, refused. Other sons refused. He went to the son Puru and he agreed. As a service to his father, he agreed, and that service offered to the father gains lot of piety. Like this is very common. Most of the kathas which goes on in this world are not talking too much on transcendence. They are mostly talking, serve your mother, serve your father, stay happily at husband, wife, please do not fight, love your children, love the samaj. That's what. Like one place it was written, agar aapko barish mein bheegne ka itna hi shauk hai, अगर आपको बारिश में भीगने का इतना ही शौक है, अपने माता पिता के चरणों के नीचे बैठ जाइए, वहां से बारिश 24 घंटा बरसती रहती है, आशीर्वाद की बारिश. Just sit under the feet of your mother and father. That showers keep happening 365. Why only Chaturmas? So here we see Puru knew that serving father pleasing, and Puru says there are four kinds of sons. The first class son serves the father without even being asked by the father. Second class son serves the father after being asked. Third class son serves the father irreverentially. Gusse mein seva karta hai. That is tamasic seva. And the fourth class son who rejects the service to the father is like the stool of the father. Heavy. Get the blessings. Puru got the blessings. And because Puru got the blessings, we see here, his kingdom prospered like anything by the blessings. And another example comes of King Nabhag. How do you pronounce? I don't know. Nabhag and Nabhag. His father's name also the same, similar, like Vasudev and Vasudev. Now King Nabhag, I mean, he had sons, different sons, but this one youngest son, Nabhag, he went to the Gurukul. And the other son thought, abhi Gurukul gaya, kabhi wapis hi nahi aayega. So they distributed the property. Done. Then what happens? Now, after spending long time in the Gurukul, when he comes back, he says, where is my share of property? They says, we have taken our share. Your share is your old father. Jao, pita ko leke jao, ye aapka share hai. Now, Nabhag is such a simple, such a straightforward, such a honest, such a wonderful sevak. He goes to the father. Now, just that action of accepting the service to the father and not being greedy for the wealth gives him a great fortune and piety in the future. Again, this concept is there. Earn piety. Punyatva ko badaiye. Because Gita says, Te punya masadya surendra lokam asnanti divyan divi deva bhogan shinya punya marte lokam vishanti. Te punyam asadya punya badaiye. Upar jaiye. Shinya punya. Niche aiye. Punya mat ghatne dijiye. और विशेष रूप से फाइव तत्व सर्व होल हार्टेडली ब्राह्मणस एल्डरली पीपल काउस चिल्ड्रन वुमेन योर पुण्य विल गो वेरी हाई कम्युनिटीज पुण्य विल गो इफ दीज फाइव तत्व आर टेकन नाइसली केयर. नाभाग वेंट टू हिज फादर एंड द फादर सेड लुक यू हैव कम टू मी आई एम वेरी हैप्पी but your brothers are cheating on you. How can I be your property? You need wealth for your maintenance. Go to this direction. Rishis are doing yagya. From their yagya, whatever the wealth which is remnant of yagya, they will give you. But you know how they will give you? Because every sixth day of the yagya, they are doing some fault and the yagya is remaining imperfect. Now, father is blessing the child with a secret. You know, you find many books, top 10 secrets to become wealthy. Forget about top 10. Nowadays, people do not have patience. So books come. One secret which will make you wealthy. Bahut sara aisa. One secret. Bola ye one secret. Father ne secret diya. Bole, just go and tell them two Vedic mantras, two Vedic hymns which they are missing out and the yagya will become incomplete, will become complete and they will give you a lot of wealth. And he becomes wealthy. He is bringing the wealth. Shiva comes in the front, Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva says, hey, ye mera hai. This wealth is mine. He says, hare, my father said this is mine, how you come? Anyway, I will give you if my father says. Let's go to the father. Let me go and ask the father. Now, interesting thing, he could have gone to ask the father and he could run away from there only. But he says, no, honestly, agar aapka hai, toh aapko denge, chinta mat karo. So this man is depending less on his greed, on his abilities, but depending more on the blessings. Let the superiors be blessed, and then with that blessing, I will gain punya, and I will have prosperity. They go to the father. Father says, actually, that yagya was done in Daksha Yagya Arena. All offerings were made in the name of Lord Shiva.
And because all offerings are made in name of Lord Shiva, naturally it belongs to Lord Shiva. Give it. Not that with a grudge ki abhi haath mein aaya chala gaya. With great happiness he offers, and on the top of that he falls down at the feet and he begs forgiveness. Maaf karna, aapka dhan leke ja raha tha. Lord Shiva becomes so pleased, he says, take all the wealth, plus I will give you all transcendental knowledge. Again, he got lot of punya. And the third benediction he got, he became the father of Maharaj Ambarish, the greatest of the devotees. Again, by the power of punya, pita ke charno ke niche baith ke jo barish hoti hai, that kind of punya, that makes you wet. Wet with lot of mercy and wealth. Last couple of points. Last point is heaven and hell. Please chant once more. Hare Krishna. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Heaven and hell. सक्रिन मनह कृष्ण पदार विंदे हो, जो एक बार भी भगवान के चरणों में सर चुका दे, विष्णु दूतास यम दूतास डू नॉट टच देम, तो बीच बीच में हरि नाम बोलते रहना चाहिए. हेवन एंड हेल. लास्ट स्टोरी, जनक महाराज. जनक महाराज लिव्ड हिज लाइफ वंडरफुली. अगेन दिस कंसीडरेशंस ऑफ हेल एंड हेवन सो डीप रूटेड इन द शास्त्रास. जनक महाराज वॉज lived his life, ended, Vaikuntha Viman came, he was going by the to the Vaikuntha with the Viman, and the Viman came at the door of hell. All the people were shouting, Janak Maharaj, wait, wait! Because the wind which was touching Janak Maharaj's body was also touching the hellish people staying in the hellish planet. They were feeling great relief from their miseries. Janak Maharaj puche, ye kya hai? Bole, ye narak hai, hell hai. Call Yamaraj, we want to free them. So Yamaraj came, you can't free them. You know what they have done? This guy, you see, since 100 years, this guy is having illicit affairs with the wife of his friend. And you know, this guy, for several lifetimes, is into illicit sex. And you know, this guy earned his wealth only by cheating, stealing, therefore his hands are cut and he is going to suffer thousands of years. सबका इंट्रोडक्शन दिया जाता है यमराज के द्वारा. ये कौन है, ये क्या कारनामे करके आया है, ये क्या करके आया है, ये क्या कर... सबका इंट्रोडक्शन देते हैं. जनक महाराज से सबको फ्री करने का क्या लोगे, व्हाट यू विल टेक टू फ्री एवरीवन. यमराज बोले, बड़ा भारी पुण्य लगेगा. टेल मी विच पुण्य. ऑल माई पुण्यज आई विल गिव. सच ए ब्यूटिफुल थिंग यमराज से. You can keep this mind while chanting your rounds. He says, Bahut saal pehle, many years back, one time early morning, 4 o'clock, you got up and you chanted one Ram's name with such intensity. That one name with such intensity carries so much punya, will free all these thousands of hellish people in one shot. Let's chant once more. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. In one shot, all these thousands, just by one name's punya. Will you give? Janak Maharaj says, of course I will give. Now imagine if we have 1,000 rupees and that's only we have, and somebody says, de do, so apne ko dar lagega, hum sadak pe a jayenge. तो जनक महाराज ने तो दे दिया. एंड इन वन शॉट एवरीवन सेट ऑन वैकुंठ एंड चलो एलिवेटेड फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल बॉन्डेजेस. जनक महाराज वंडरिंग, अभी सबको भेज दिया, मुझे यहां रखेगा शायद, क्योंकि नेचुरली माय पुण्य वेंट डाउन, हाफ वेंट टू देम. जनक महाराज सेड, व्हाट अबाउट मी, बिकॉज दिस कंसिडरेशन ऑफ हेल हेवन वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग. वैदिक रेफरेंस शास्त्र इज टेलिंग, उद्धव इज टेलिंग, हाउ कैन यू रिजेक्ट दिस, दिस इज द बेसिक कंसिडरेशन. जनक महाराज सेज, व्हाट इज माई फ्यूचर. यमराज सेज, यू नो व्हाट, द नेचर ऑफ चैरिटी ऑफ पुण्य इज, एज सून एज यू गिव पुण्य इन चैरिटी, योर पुण्य डबल्स इन क्वांटिटी. so happy. I'm not sure Janak Maharaj, but I am very happy hearing this. Because that's the point, to be happy. That you can easily say, Mera bhi punya le le. Tumhara double ho jayega. Because at one point I was telling someone, you know, somebody was suffering a lot and mere muh se nikalne laga. Jo maine pichle ek saal bhakti kiya hai, uska punya mil jaye. Main dar gaya, baap re, kahin mera kam ho gaya to? Because that fear is there. You take, Janak Maharaj told Baba, your will double. Janak Maharaj, okay, fine. Their Vaikunth will go at certain speed, their Vaikunth plane, but because you have double punya, your will go at triple speed. Aap pehle pahunch jayenge unse. Janak Maharaj said, wo sab to theek hai, pehle ye batao ki Vaikunth jaane ke liye itne sare raaste the, mujhe narak ke raaste se kyun leke gaye? Aur bhi to acche acche raaste the. He said, because at one point, now this is another concept of sin which takes you to hell. At one time, the cows were wonderfully grazing in the forest. And in your activities, in your enthusiasm of activities, you came in the way of the cows. And you became obstacle to the cows for some time while they're grazing. You incurred sin, because of which at least once you have to take darshan of the hell. Because while seeing hell, Janak Maharaj's heart also suffered. So, Vaikunth jate jate bhi apna suffering ka kota pura karke hi jayenge. That also suffered. So, concept of heaven and hell is there. Therefore, sin, pious and sinful modes of family planning, sin and piety, heaven and hell are constant references in the Vedic literatures. Lord Krishna, how you are saying that one should transcend this, these have to be considered. How to transcend, we will learn in the upcoming classes by so many wonderful devotees. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for your patience post Nirjalakachi day. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.